AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says he understands he will be criticized for his handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, but
I stand squarely behind my decision.
The president spoke at the White House on a day where thousands of Afghans rushed into Kabul's main airport, some so desperate to escape the Taliban, they held onto a military jet as it took off and plunged to their deaths. President Biden says he's not interested in nation building.
I'm deeply saddened by the facts we now face. But I do not regret my decision to end America's war fighting in Afghanistan and maintain a laser focus on our counterterrorism missions there and other parts of the world.
The president used a statement that had been made by President Harry Truman.
I am president of the United States of America, and the buck stops with me.
The president says the U.S. will continue to speak out for the rights of people there.
The scenes we're seeing in Afghanistan, they're gut-wrenching. Particularly for our veterans, our diplomats, humanitarian workers, for anyone who has spent time on the ground working to support the Afghan people.
The Taliban enforced their rule over the capital, Kabul, after a lightning advance across the country that took just over a week. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calls this an unmitigated disaster.
Every terrorist around the world, in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen, in Africa, are cheering the defeat of the United States military by a terrorist organization.
Winds are picking up around a big wildfire, the Dixie Fire in Northern California. Pacific Gas and Electric is warning thousands of customers it might cut their electricity to prevent new fires from igniting if gusts damage power lines. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 110 points. This is AP News. The number of dead from the earthquake in Haiti is close to 1,300. There is more to worry about.
Workers tore through rubble of collapsed buildings with heavy machinery, shovels and picks. Their work is even more urgent as experts are predicting heavy rain, landslides and flooding upon the imminent arrival of Tropical Depression Grace. Officials said more than 7,000 homes were destroyed and nearly 5,000 damaged from the quake. Hospitals, schools, offices and churches were also affected. Like many others, local Augusta Maslin has been sleeping on the soccer field. Our house is destroyed. The earth cut. The water is brought to us. We can't drink the water, and some have resigned themselves to drinking the undrinkable water because people have to drink. I'm Karen Chamas.
T-Mobile says it's investigating a leak of its data after someone took to an online forum offering to sell the personal information of cell phone users. The company is not sure yet about the scope of the breach. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.